Welcome to this meeting. I think as I've indicated earlier that we apologize for starting late. There are some traffic challenges, let alone I think the load shedding. I know when we got into town there were issues of robots. But our apologies for starting the meeting late. I think from the side of the Commission, you are familiar with us already. You'll get used to us with time. But I'm going to, just so that we are able to end this meeting before 10, I'm going to allow the Commission to just take us through the two reports that we are for. The one is on Magistrate Nair and Magistrate Nair. There's one member who's going to be joining us. He's actually probably on the way up here. But I think while we're waiting, Advocate Musa, maybe you could start with your presentation. The reports members did receive it before, so it's taken that we've been through it. Thank you.
Yes, good Honourable Chairperson and Honourable Members of the Committee. Firstly, might I be permitted just to express our gratitude as the Magistrates Commission to be allowed to be heard at short notice relating to this particular matter. Thank you most kindly in that regard, Honourable Chairperson. The first matter that I perhaps would like to take the Honourable Committee through is the provisional suspension from office of Mr. Desmond Nair, the Chief Magistrate of Pretoria. Just to give you a little bit of background in respect of this particular matter, you will remember and recall that the Honourable Minister tabled his report to Parliament in respect of the suspension of Mr. Desmond Nair. Mr. Desmond Nair was suspended. The Magistrates Commission, this delegation appeared before the Portfolio Committee last week, made a presentation in respect of the suspension of Mr. Desmond Nair. And we are now here before you in respect of the same provisional suspension from office of Mr. Desmond Nair, pending his fitness to hold office as a magistrate. And accordingly, our application this morning to you, Honourable Committee members, would be to confirm the provisional suspension of Mr. Desmond Nair from office, pending the outcome of an investigation into his fitness to hold office. And to that extent, and in support of our submissions this morning to you, I would just perhaps maybe like to give you a bit of a background in respect of this particular matter. The background of the matter is stemmed from the allegations made by one Mr. Leroux of Bosaza at the State Capture Commission last year on the 30th of January 2019. During his testimony before the commission, he made the allegation inter alia that Mr. Desmond Nair, the Chief Magistrate of Pretoria, received an undue benefit in the amount of 200,000 rand from a security upgrade which he received at his residence. I want to give you the comfort, Honourable Members, perhaps you know, you may have over a period of time, and you hear it in the public space, that allegations of this nature sometimes are not acted upon as speedily as you would like them to be acted upon. And I want to give you the comfort that the moment we became privy to it on the same day, being the 30th of January 2019, the Ethics Committee at its meeting on the following day, the 1st of February 2019, immediately mero motu dealt with the allegations as they were made in the State Capture Commission and proceeded immediately thereon to resolve to hold a preliminary investigation in terms of Regulation 26.1, calling upon Mr. Desmond Nair to furnish us his version as well as a result of the investigations that went through. And because Mr. Desmond Nair is a chief magistrate, it's a high-level matter before in the public domain, we deemed it appropriate in the circumstances to appoint two investigators. We appointed retired Madam Justice Pretorius as one of the investigators, and the other one is the Regional Court President Northwest, who assisted her. The investigation report was completed, and based upon what was contained in the report, we were of the view that there was a prima facie case that needed to be met by Mr. Desmond Nair, and in terms of due process, he was invited to furnish comment relating to the evidence that was in possession of the Magistrates Commission. And during the process, what emerged is that Mr. Desmond Nair indicated, one, he did not dispute that there was a security upgrade done at his premises, but two, indicated that he in fact had entered into a separate private agreement with one Dutz Bechu of Bosaza to complete the security upgrade at his residence at a cost of 50,000 rand to him. And at all material times indicating that that was a private arrangement between themselves. However, during the course of the investigation, that particular allegation was not supported by Mr. Dutz Bechu himself. He lay silent in his affidavit relating to that specific aspect, and on the basis of that alone, the Magistrates Commission was of the view that clearly Mr. Desmond Nair had a case to answer. On the basis of that, the Magistrates Commission then forwarded a report to the Honourable Minister recommending a provisional suspension from office pending the inquiry into his fitness to hold office, which was accordingly, in terms of that particular recommendation, the Honourable Minister then proceeded to provisionally suspend Mr. Desmond Nair. The Portfolio Committee on Justice has recommended to the National Assembly as well. And that is why today we are here before you to indicate and say to you, Honourable Members, that the matter is of such a serious nature that it would warrant the provisional suspension, the confirmation of the provisional suspension of Mr. Nair from the office. Because in the public domain, the judiciary is being brought into disrepute. And it is the cornerstone of members of the judiciary to be beyond reproach in order for us to be able to send out a clear picture to the general citizenry. And we should not be allowed at all to be compromised. And therefore, under those circumstances, and I want to just say to you currently that these are allegations that have been made, which obviously will need to be tested before a proper tribunal. And I want to also give you the comfort that these are one of the matters, because there is criticism being leveled at all material times relating to the speed in which matters are being dealt with, and more so matters coming out of the State Capture Commission. And I want to give you the assurance that today, if we have your support in relation of the confirmation of the provisional suspension from office, we intend moving extremely speedily with the finalization of the misconduct inquiry. We intend appointing the tribunal as quickly as possible and in dealing with the matter. Perhaps you may want to ventilate with us that the allegations were made last year in January 2019, and why is it that the suspension only took place at the beginning of this year. I want to say to you that what transpired thereon, the process then proceeds where the investigation had to be dealt with. One of the difficulties that the investigators in fact had was to get the witnesses together. There were lots of documents, bank statements to get hold of, invoices to get hold of. So that took a little bit of time. Then in the process as well, Mr. Desmond Nair had a change, I think, of two or three sets of attorneys in between. Ultimately, he is now being represented by the public servants, public PSA, who is now representing in the matter, who appointed counsel for him. And the Magistrates Commission then recommended the suspension to the Honourable Minister during October, November last year, 2019. And in terms of what is required, the Minister is to table that particular report before Parliament, I think, within a period of 7 days thereafter. Unfortunately, Parliament was not sitting, and it also allows him to table the report within 7 days as soon as it is practically possible after Parliament sits, which was done at the beginning of this particular year. So in the circumstances, it is our respectful submission that this matter is of such a serious nature that the clarion call would be that you today confirm the provisional suspension of Mr. Desmond Nair from office pending his fitness to hold office. Thank you.
Thank you, Advocate Musa. Honourable Members, I'm going to suggest that he presents. Would Honourable Members want to engage the presentation now? because I see Advocate Musa also likes to preempt our questions and answer them. But be that as it may, we'll take the second presentation, Advocate Musa, and then engage in both. Thank you.
Honorable members, the second matter that I'd like to perhaps maybe take you through would be the matter of Magistrate Ms. I. Mayburg, the additional magistrate of Johannesburg. In the matter of Mr. Desmond Nayar, what we are requesting today is for you to confirm the provisional suspension from office. The matter of Ms. Mayburg is slightly different, wherein we are today requesting the Honorable Committee to confirm the non-restoration, that means not to restore Ms. I. Mayburg back into office. And the reason for that, I'll take you through very, very quickly, is that Ms. Mayburg is an aspirant magistrate who was appointed by the Minister at Johannesburg with effect from 1st November 2015. And what subsequently transpired during 2017, on the 13th of October 2017, the Magistrates Commission was advised by the erstwhile judicial head of office, Mr. Eric Mashile, that he had a specific challenge with Ms. Mayburg. And the challenge, in fact, which he had, is that she, soon after she was appointed as the magistrate, she has reported sick into the office on a regular basis. And to the extent that for the period 1st of November 2015 to 28th February 2018, in terms of the amount of time that she was supposed to have rendered her service as a judicial officer would have been 851 days. And out of a cumulative total of 851 days, she had absented herself for 651 days. So essentially, the former judicial head of the office indicated that it was problematic to the proper administration of justice within his cluster, and he wanted the Magistrates Commission to, in fact, look into this particular matter. One of the problems is that due to the fact that she's been away from the office for such a lengthy period of time, the office is suffering in that court rolls are not able to be planned, there's no service delivery, and there's no smooth running of the courts, which is completely compromised almost at all material times. The further difficulty is that Ms. Mayburg cannot be properly assessed as a judicial officer. No proper report can be completed in respect of her performance as a judicial officer due to the fact that she has been more at home than what she has performed her duty as a judicial officer. And remember, honorable members, that Ms. Mayburg is sitting currently being off sick, not rendering service, whilst being paid by the fiscus, which is clearly prejudicial to the fiscus as we speak now. And in order to give the magistrate a fair hearing and to give her an opportunity, the commission investigated the matter, and it emerged that from her medical practitioners, her medical team who are assisting her in this particular matter, the prognosis of recovery is extremely very, very bad. The medical specialist has indicated that the condition that she in fact has is, a psychiatrist indicated that the condition is such that it is a condition that is inherited from her father, and the prognosis is almost zero for her to get any better. So even if one has to render her any type of medical treatment assistance, her own psychiatrist is saying that her condition is deteriorating and she's not able to perform her work at all. The other difficulty we have is that through the entire process, we have not been able to get any meaningful response from Ms. Mayburg relating to this particular matter. Somewhere in between, when the matter was being investigated by the Magistrates Commission, a friend, colleague, or an advocate friend of hers indicated that he was representing her in this particular matter. and we've had numerous difficulties and delays in relation to them providing us with documentation in respect of this particular matter. And it would appear to us during the process that there was a move to delay the finalization of this particular matter, because in addition to the salary that Ms. Maybug is receiving from the Department of Justice, she's also receiving a full benefit from the Professional Providence Society of South Africa. So she's, as for as long as she remains off sick and for as long as she remains inactive, the benefit from the PPS kicks in. So just to break it down in terms of numbers, and just for the purpose of an example, if her salary at the end of the day is 40,000 rand from the Department of Justice, she's receiving the equivalent of the same amount from the PPS. So here you have a magistrate who's not rendering service to the judiciary, sitting back at home, and instead of getting 40,000 rand, is now earning 80,000 rand. So it's in her benefit to remain off sick for as long as she wants to. And from what we understand as the Magistrates Commission is that this particular malady is going to continue up until the point, she's currently 56 years old. We suspect that she's going to try and wait until she can retire, and then she's going to try and claim be entitled for full benefits. That is problematic, Honorable. We simply cannot allow a situation of this particular nature to continue any longer, because it is terribly prejudicial to the fiscus and to the administration of justice, because the cluster is suffering. So the Dr. Colin, and I just want to refer you and give you the comfort that her psychiatrist, Dr. Colin, has reported that she's suffering with a bipolar disorder, and it is a biologically inherited condition. Her father was diagnosed with bipolar disorder, and it cannot be psychologically mediated. Dr. Collins' findings at the end of the day, which we have, is that Ms. Maybug is presently severely impaired and completely unable to function in any professional context. With every passing month of treatment, she's becoming more resistant, and her prognosis is progressively worse, and chances of recovery are very, very difficult. Dr. Colin has indicated that he has simply, in his professional opinion, found her unsuitable to return to work. And we are continually being inundated, despite the fact that she is unable to return to work. We have been given medical certificates at all times, and the position just continues where she's receiving a salary without performing functions as a judicial officer. The other difficulty we're having is that it's almost a near impossibility for us to get leave forms from the magistrate. And it would appear that we simply are unable to get any kind of response out of her. The only time that one gets responses from her is you will find that the Department of Justice, the HR section, would appear to have overpaid Ms. Maybug in respect of her salary. And to that extent, they have entered into an agreement that she must repay the money on a monthly basis. So this is going to happen, I think, Mr. May, about 10,000 rand. Yeah, so they are removing 10,000 rand every single month from her salary because they have overpaid her. In terms of that particular difficulty, I also want to say to you that the commission itself has not been involved in, because we don't process the salaries of magistrates. That is done at the departmental level. But the only time that there has been some kind of reaction from Ms. Maybug is when it came to a discussion from the Department of Justice to perhaps remove an amount greater than the 10,000 rand. So at the end of the day, she's got a debt of 449,736 rand and 20 cents, which was an overpayment from the department. And the department is now currently recovering from a salary of 10,000 rand per month. She has not submitted proper leave forms since May 2018. We are having tremendous amounts of difficulty. And the commission then proceeded in terms of Section 13, Subsection 4A, Roman numeral 2 of the Magistrates Act, to recommend that she be suspended from office on continued ill health. That report was sent through to the Honourable Minister. The Honourable Minister, having considered the report was of the same view as the Magistrates Commission, accepted the recommendation, and proceeded to table a report table a report in terms of confirming to remove her from office. So essentially, in terms of the Act, and this is what we have, if I may just take you, just to bring you up to speed in terms of the Act, in terms of Section 13, Subsection 4A of the Act, the Minister of Justice and Correctional Services must suspend a magistrate from office if the Magistrates Commission recommends that the magistrate be removed from office, amongst others, on account of ill health, or if the magistrate is provisionally suspended from office and confirmed the suspension. A report in which such suspension and the reasons therefore are made known must be tabled in Parliament by the Minister within 14 days of such suspension, if Parliament is then in session, or if it is not in session, within 14 days after the commencement of its next ensuing session. Parliament must then, as soon as is reasonably possible, pass a resolution as to whether or not to restore the magistrate to his or her office, and if the suspension is so recommended. So what we are asking for today is that the committee recommend that Ms. Mayburg, the additional magistrate of Johannesburg, not be restored to office. Essentially, that would ultimately mean that immediately thereafter she would be then removed from office by the minister. So that is what we are essentially requesting you today. I'll just hand over to Mr. Mayor if there's an aspect that he'd like to take you through. Thank you.
Thank you, Honourable Chairperson, members. Ms. Mayburg was appointed in November 2015, and in December, this was the first time she was not at the office for lengthy periods of time, so she could not be evaluated, like Advocate Musa said. She's still on probation, but the fact that she was diagnosed with bipolar mood disorder, and which is an inherent illness, so to say, she never disclosed this to the commission. She didn't took the commission into confidence that she had this problem when she was appointed and recommended for appointment by the commission to the minister. So she was not, as a matter of fact, she was not honest to the commission when she was appointed, and now we sit with it 5 years later. I just wanted to emphasize that.
Thank you very much for those presentations. Our members who arrived late, we did provide an apology. We understood that members were stuck in traffic. I think Honorable Guia had just arrived when the Magistrates Commission had started. Honorable Fitzer, I think you got the middle of the first presentation, and then Honorable Tatwa, you got into the middle of the second presentation. But I think as we started, we indicated that the reports were given to members. It's understood that you would have probably gone through them. I think, Advocate, our members, maybe I'll allow you to engage with the two reports. And thereafter, we'll go on to the way forward. If I can get an indication of members who would want to raise issues, is Honorable Tetwa. And I think I'd also want to raise Honorable Korea. Okay, we'll go this way if it does. Okay. Let's start with Honorable Mteto.
Morning, Chair. Sorry. Apology for coming late. We had an accident in the N1. All we stuck there. I left 6:30. Then I arrived now from Makasha, in a distance of 30 kilometers. Chair, you know, I've got one problem. Specifically, maybe let me direct this to you. You know the committee that is reporting this report. It's an ethic committee of the magistrate. Musa, that's what it is. That's the committee chair. There are a number of committees in the magistrate commission And we are not getting those reports. And some of the job that has been done there, they are very critical. And there is also another committee chair that called the ESCO. All this committee, all those reports we are not getting. We're only getting a report from the ethics. I don't know how this thing was structured. Because otherwise, if it's a magistrate commission report, it must be presented by the judge. Because that committee is being chaired. But there's nowhere where you get the chairperson, the really head of the commission, coming to account to parliament. How is this being planned? Because if you go to the other committee, they'll say, well, we understand, but we don't know about this report. It's a report that comes from ESCO. I'm not trying to say, but I'm saying that maybe this arrangement here is not going to help a committee, because you take an issue now, a decision of the ethic committee. Then there's other committee. When are you taking decision on this? There's an appointment committee. There are other committees that are sitting there. I don't see their report finding its way to this, to Parliament. That's my concern, Chair. I accept, but we can't be taking decision on committee-based report. That is my problem. That is my problem. Not unless it's somewhere on the Act where it says only ethic committee must report it.
Okay, I think I'll allow Advocate Musa maybe to respond later, but Honourable Tetra, I think in terms of matters of misconduct, which is dealt by the Ethics Committee, it comes to Parliament in terms of the Magistrates Act, and I think it's Section 13, subsection 3F, and we consider these reports in relation to that Act, and it's only from the Ethics Committee. I think broadly where the Commission reports, whether it is to the executive authority, etc., I think maybe Advocate Musa can maybe shed some light on that. But can I move on to Onward Guria? Oh, can I go to Mfayela and then...
In terms of Ms. Maybach, I just want to confirm if the committee says she has been suspended. I just want to confirm that, because they are speaking about restoration, that they are begging that she not be restored. So I want to check if she has been suspended. That's the first question. The second question is that public servants are employed in terms of the Public Service Act, which dictates that continued absence for a period of 30 days with no proof, with no medical proof, it's what they called a deemed dismissal. You have deemed to have dismissed yourself. And in the event you've got proof, if your illness continued beyond 90 days, then the employer has a responsibility to take you to their own doctor to determine whether you are fit. And in the event you are not fit, you get medically boarded. That is the process. I am so shocked, so to say, that a magistrate can be on probation for so long and be absent from duty for so long. Because if in the period of probation a person is seen not to be fit, then the employer reserves the right not to confirm that appointment after the expiry of that period of probation, which I don't think it can extend
to beyond 3 years and so on and so forth. In fact, 12 months is very long for a period of probation. So that's what I wanted to check, so that we can be clarified in terms of what actually happened here and what legislation governs the employment of magistrates. Because different categories, for example, I know teachers are not covered in the Public Service Act. There's another act, an Employment of Educators Act, which is different from the Public Service Act. Thanks.
Thank you. Honorable Mfayela. Can you use the mic, please?
Mr. Dean, this issue, I just want to check as to how long, according to your projection, how long his investigation might last, time frame, because we don't want to experience a matter whereby the investigation might take a year or 2 years and not finalize. Just to tell us, according to your projection, how long this might take you.
Okay, I think, and then for myself, similar to what Honorable Goya raised, but just in terms of, clearly she didn't finish her probation with Magistrate Myrick. She didn't complete her probation, and obviously there's the issue of incapacity. What are the rules within the magistrate fraternity around these kind of matters?
Yes, thank you, Honorable Chair. I think perhaps maybe, if I may just comment with the first question that was raised relating to the fact that there are various subcommittees in the Magistrates Commission, and why is it that EXCO is not before you, and more so that the Honorable Judge, being the chairperson of the Magistrates Commission, is not sitting before you, and why is it that the Ethics Committee is here? And perhaps, Honorable Chair, you must just maybe pardon me, but I've, through all the years, have never ever known it to be a practice where the chairperson of the Magistrates Commission, being an active judge, appear before the select committee to deal with misconduct matters. The structure of the Magistrates Commission, which has been well entrenched over many years, is that the EXCO is made up of the chairpersons of the various subcommittees, which inter alia would be the Ethics Committee, the Appointments Committee, chairperson of the Grievance and Legislation Committee, and these are the subcommittees. Misconduct matters fall directly within the purview of the Ethics Committee, and therefore, as a direct result thereof, it has become incumbent, or rather previously what would happen is Mr. Mayor, who has been a member of the division, has been attending Parliament and in fact promoting these particular matters before Parliament. And a few years back when he had appeared, a criticism was raised regarding the attendance of only Mr. Mayor to promote these particular matters on behalf of the Magistrates Commission. And I emphasize, on behalf of the Magistrates Commission and not behalf of EXCO. These particular reports in terms of the Act are reports that are tabled by the Magistrates Commission. And accordingly, the resolution taken by the Magistrates Commission is that because these are ethics matters and because these are misconduct matters, and these are matters would fall directly within the purview and the knowledge of members of the Ethics Division, members of the Ethics Committee, and more especially under the purview of the chairperson of the Ethics Committee, a resolution was passed that Mr. Mayor be accompanied by the chairperson of the Ethics Committee to come and brief the Parliament in relation to this particular matters. So on the basis of that, which is a well-established practice within the Magistrates Commission, which is quite entitled to regulate its own processes, we appear before you not as the Ethics Committee. We appear before you as the Magistrates Commission. And the delegation that you see before you have been chosen specifically because of the knowledge and the interaction relating to these particular matters. Now, and I say this with the greatest of respect, if the chairperson of the Appointments Committee, who is a member of EXCO, were tasked to come and address you on misconduct matters, surely that would be problematic. And therefore, under those circumstances, it has been appropriately deemed in the circumstances that whenever matters of a particular nature which are sui generis to that particular subcommittee, then the chairperson of that subcommittee will appear before whichever forum is required to appear before to address you in relation to those particular matters. So hence, Mr. Mayor, being a long-standing member of the division, accompanies the chairperson of the Ethics Committee on behalf of the Magistrates Commission to address you in relation to these particular matters. So that is why the chairperson of the Magistrates Commission, who is the chairperson of EXCO, EXCO is made up of about four or five members only, and therefore it would be inappropriate to perhaps ask the chairperson of the Grievance Committee or the chairperson of the Legislation Committee to come and address you in respect of matters that do not fall within his or her direct knowledge or within the purview of what they are dealing with on a daily basis. So I pray that I have explained that. In respect of, I think the second matter was Mabel. So I think the question that was raised, the second question the Honourable Member raised, was what to find out whether Ms. Mayberg has been suspended. I want to direct your attention to Section 13, Subsection 4A of the Magistrates Act as amended, 90 of 1993. So I'll just break it down in a very simple way to you, Honourable Members, and try and explain it to you, because it appears that because of the wording of the Act and that particular section, it creates a little bit of confusion and a problem. So what essentially happens is the Magistrates Commission, and the Act says the following: if the Commission recommends that a magistrate be removed from office, and there's three grounds under which a Commission can recommend: one, on the ground of misconduct, which does not apply with Ms. Mayberg; two, on account of continued ill health; or three, on account of incapacity to carry out the duties of his or her office efficiently. So, one, she's got continued ill health, and three, she's got incapacity to carry out her duty. So, what if the Magistrates Commission then recommends to the minister, then what the minister must do immediately in terms of the Act, the minister must suspend that magistrate from office. And if the magistrate is at that stage provisionally suspended in terms of subsection 1A, confirm the suspension. So in terms of the Act, what the Magistrates Commission did, it recommended to the minister to say, look, we are asking you and requesting and recommending to you that this particular magistrate be removed from office on the basis of her continued ill health and her incapacity to perform her functions. The minister then immediately, in terms of the Act, which he did, suspended her from office. So Ms. Mayberg currently is suspended from office, pending her removal from the office. So what we are here for today, and in terms of the Act says, and I'm going to just run on to it, it says, thereafter, in terms of 13.4b, once the minister suspends, he must thereafter table a report to Parliament within 14 days, which he has done on the 26th of November 2019. He then tabled a report dealing with the suspension. Now, once the minister does that, in terms of 13.4c, the matter is out of the purview of the Honourable Minister. It's now sitting with Parliament. What does Parliament have to do? Parliament must, as soon as is reasonably possible, pass a resolution as to whether or not to restore the magistrate to his or her office. So the magistrate is suspended, pending the removal, and now Parliament must pass a resolution to indicate as to whether that magistrate must be restored or not. And that is the wording of the Act. So what we are asking you today that in terms of Section 13(4)(c) of the Magistrates Act as amended, that she not be restored to office. So that ultimately, if you are on the same page as the Commission and as what the Minister has tabled, that would mean that she would be removed from office. In terms of Section 13(4)(d) of the Act. The next question I'd like to answer that was raised, the third question that was raised, Honourable Chair, was that there was a plea that the investigation in respect of Mr. Nair don't take too long. I want to perhaps just indicate and just clarify that the preliminary investigation report in respect of Mr. Desmond Nair has been completed. What we are currently going to be doing is not the preliminary investigation report, but we are going to start with the misconduct inquiry. So in terms of the misconduct inquiry, I wish to advise and indicate that we intend starting with the misconduct inquiry as soon as possible. And we intend finalizing that misconduct inquiry as soon as possible. So that is the third question that was raised, and that's the answer that I have for that. Madam Chair, in respect of what you raised in terms of Ms. Maybach, in terms of the probation matter, I'm just going to hand that over to Mr. Mayor to take, and if necessary, then I'll come in thereafter.
Thank you, Honourable Chair. Ms. Maybach was on probation. She's actually still on probation. This matter was raised because they entered into a contract on the recommendation of the Commission when they are appointed. So they have to comply with, to attend a course for judicial officers in civil and in criminal law, and then thereafter they will have to sit in a seat and preside over matters, and then those matters should be assessed, those cases. In Ms. Maybach's case, this could not be done because she was not at the office. So her probation period was extended. But on the basis of the contract, the Commission obtained a legal opinion whether based on the contract, that the Minister, the recommendation would be for the Commission to the Minister not to appoint her permanently. But the Commission obtained a legal opinion in that regard, and it was raised that the Commission should rather go through a disciplinary inquiry, or either incapacity or ill health or whatever the case may be. So that's the route that the Commission now follows. So we had to charge her or conduct an investigation either into continued ill health or misconduct or incapacity. So it's not for the Minister to just not permanently appoint her. That's the one matter. That's on probation. I just want to also respond to the fact that the Public Service Act is not applicable to magistrates. Magistrates are public office bearers. They're not employees. They have their own act, and in terms of the act, if a magistrate is away from the office for a period longer than 30 days, it may be deemed that he is absconded, he or she. But that in itself, the fact that a magistrate misconduct herself or himself, that doesn't mean that he is deemed to be guilty of misconduct. That has been found unconstitutional in the Van Rooyen matter in 2001, if I'm not mistaken. So the Act and the regulations have been amended in that regard. So if a magistrate has been absconded, then at least one should report that, and based on the report, the removal of office would then be recommended. I think I responded to that, if I'm clarified in that regard.
Thank you. Honorable Nicolaides, did you want to raise something? No, I saw you raising your hand.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, from my side, I honestly think we owe a great thank you to the representatives of the Magistrates Commission, firstly for their patience, but also for the brilliant way in which they always come to present to our committee. In the 6 years that I've been a member of this committee, I can almost tell you that I can guarantee that this is the one presentation that comes to us that you know. It's impeccable, it's always well prepared, and it's always excellent. Chairperson, from my side, I would actually, and I hope I'm not jumping the gun over here, we've received these reports, and I would actually move for the adoption of both the reports as presented to the committee. Thank you, Chair.
No, thanks, Chair. I was just making a follow-up before the recommendation that I'm not trying to attack the ethic committee. No, I don't have right to say that. But I'm saying, Chair, the report that we are getting from this commission is very skewed in two ways. Remember, on Tuesday, we had to approve the budget for the magistrate. But there's no way where we were getting the sense of how things are going. I'm telling you, Chair, that department, it needs a lot of some restructuring through the report that must come to Parliament. There are judges there, Chair, that got a backlog of more than 20 cases, which is not even allowed to have more than 12. But there's nothing where the Parliament is being sensitized. There are people that are sitting in jail for more than 5 years because of a judge, not even had to taking them to court. You know, these other sections, they are dealing with those matters, but how do we learn to begin to know about those things in Parliament? And this thing, Chair, at the end of the day, justice is spending a lot of money in terms of these cases that we are losing in court because of this magistrate. So I'm saying, let's not only focus on one part. Let's get an ESCOR report, which covers all the other sections. It will assist Parliament in terms of salaries, and there are people that are still sitting on probation since 2013.
Thank you, Honourable Mteto. I think your point is taken, but I think it's a broader governance issue. Honourable Greer.
No, Chair. In fact, what I wanted to say was that maybe the issue that Honourable Mteto is raising is a matter that we must discuss as the committee. In our committee sitting, then we can take a resolution to invite whoever, maybe with the understanding and the insight that he is having. He can also guide us in terms of what is it that we should demand as reports. Remember, these kinds of reports are coming from the commission. It's not the reports that we have requested, but the commission brings these reports to us as recommendations for approval. So I should think that particular matter, we can park it for now. And then when we are sitting as a committee, we can discuss it so that we can come up with a clear program in terms of when are we going to invite the Magistrates Commission and what are the issues that we want out of that invitation. Then we will be able to get a response in terms of all the issues that are raised. I wanted to support Honorable Nicolaides that the facts at our disposal do not really allow us any space to send back the commission or to reject the recommendations from the commission, because indeed, they've done what they could do. In fact, their patience is extraordinarily long, because for a person on probation, for example, to have been allowed so long to just be sick, it's another thing. But well, we understand they are working with they are the appliers of law. So they have to make sure that they are meticulous in dealing in doing their thing, so that they don't. So I would second Honorable Mikalakis that let us the committee approve these recommendations, but with the specific request that the case, particularly of Mr. Nair, should be fast-tracked, so that he doesn't sit in suspension not knowing his future. Thank you very much.
Honorable
Sitter?
I also want support.
Honorable
Galakis.
Sorry.
I second.
Thank you, Chair. Just another request. If we look in terms of our program over the next few weeks, we're going to Gauteng next week and then it's constituency period. Can't we perhaps just as a committee request the Secretary that when we go to plenary next week in Gauteng, that it also be placed on the order paper so that we can deal with this in plenary before we actually break for constituency period and don't postpone it until we come back after that. Thank you, Chair.
We'll take on that suggestion. Honourable members, I just want to deal with the matter procedurally. Honourable Sadi,
Yes, sir, if you just permit me, just for a moment, I have the thought and I just want to share with my honourable colleague, the honourable members. In terms of what the Magistrates Commission comes before you in terms of misconduct matters, that is required of us in terms of the Act. A report by the various other subcommittees of the Magistrates Commission is something that you as a committee can request the chairperson to furnish you that with. So in terms of the Act, we are required to come before you. That is what we are complying in terms of the Act. None of the other subcommittees are required, but I believe it's important in the administration of justice, and I don't think the commission will be against sharing information with you as a subcommittee.
Okay, thank you, honourable members. I think just to deal with the matter procedurally, in terms of the matter related to Magistrate Nair, it requires the committee to confirm the provisional suspension or not. I take it that honourable members be confirming the provisional suspension, and in terms of the report, honourable Mikalakis has no further adoption, and honourable Kanda. On the matter of Magistrate Maida. Sorry, guys. On the matter of Magistrate Maida. The committee is confirming we're confirming that she should not be restored, and that is a unanimous in terms of our meeting. And in terms of the report itself, she should be restored or not.
Sorry to interrupt you. The commission is, in terms of the Act, required to recommend not to restore or not to restore.
Okay, in the correct terminology, we're recommending not to restore. And in terms of the report, once again, we have Honorable Mikalakis has moved for the adoption of the report, and Honorable Goya Mfayela and Honorable Sessa have seconded that report. I think with that in mind, honourable members, thank you very much. Members from the Commission, Magistrates Commission, also thank you very much for your patience and your indulgence with us today. Members, we were unable to elaborate a little bit on the summary of matters, but I think we're all on the same page. We have limited time, so I'm declaring this meeting closed.